Be seated. So some of you have already answered this question, so I have great faith in your ability to get it right again. Today is Palm Sunday. Like I said, I have great faith in you. So our first reading, you hear a lot of the gospel this morning. No matter when you came in, you hear a lot of the gospel this morning. So our first reading from the gospel recounts what? Nobody? Nate. Just a summary, like one sentence.
Well, Jesus goes and tells the apostles, gets a donkey and its calf.
Cool.
They do it, and it's cold. They do it, and he says, and he gets up, and people in the crowd put sticks and blankets. So.
Sort of. Palms, sort of like what you're holding. A little bit bigger. These are a tiny portion of what would be a huge branch. Where is he going?
He's going to go into Jerusalem.
He's headed into Jerusalem. Well, that's what happens, but he's going into Jerusalem. Now, what is Jerusalem? Is it a small place or a big place? It's a big place, right? Okay, some of you still look pretty blank. Not that I'm looking at any one group of you over here in particular. There we go. There's reaction. So Jerusalem is a big place, right? Jerusalem is already sort of the capital. Later we hear that the governor is there, the Roman governor. It's like the capital already. It's where Rome is. It's the Roman governor, the city, imperial government. And it's been an important city for a really long time. Do we all kind of know that? Yeah, we all kind of know that. Good. So Jesus is finally headed into Jerusalem. And is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad.
Good. It's a little bit of both, maybe. So he gets on this donkey, and what happens?
People throw their cloaks down.
They line the road. It's sort of like
welcoming him to Jerusalem.
So it's a welcoming, but we do something like this nowadays.
Parade.
It's a parade. It's sort of like a parade. Now, in the ancient world, in the time of Jesus, they had a different word for this. It was a triumphal entry. And people who got triumphal entries were rulers and military heroes. If you were really good, they'd build you a whole arch so that you would always be remembered for whatever it was you were getting a parade for. And here is Jesus, who's what again?
King of Jews.
Well, that's later. Maybe. Nobody's quite sure whether or not he's king of the Jews.
They're hopeful that he's going to be.
They're hopeful that he might be the king of the Jews.
Right.
But so far, he's been kind of a wandering teacher. He's been a prophet. He's not necessarily the sort of person who usually gets a parade when he comes to town, is he? No. But today he got a parade. And everyone showed up. Which means somebody told them that this was going to happen. Somebody said, "Guess who's coming to town today?" Somebody, to use a word everyone will recognize, gossiped. Somebody said, "Guess what I heard? Do you know what he's been up to?" And they told stories. We still do that all the time, right? Yeah. I'm ignoring that. We still do that all the time. Guess what happened to me today? Guess what I heard? Guess where so-and-so was? Guess where so-and-so is going? This still happens. It usually doesn't result in a parade. But it still happens. So we know what happens next, right? We heard part of that story. I read that. It's a long story. And if we didn't know what happens next, it would be easy to say that this morning would be a highlight of Jesus' life, of his ministry, of his work. And this is pretty big public recognition. This is better than, you know, an important letter from the governor. This is better than a school assembly. This is better than a nice plaque. This is most of Jerusalem, or at least a nice chunk of Jerusalem, turning out to say, we think you're cool. Yeah, Jerusalem's version of the ticker tape parade. This is a pretty good highlight. Of course, what I'm really supposed to say, the highlight of Jesus' work and ministry, are other things. And you guys know what those things are, right? The highlights of Jesus' work and ministry are...
the healing of the sick.
Well, that's not really what I'm looking for here. The highlight, the big thing about Jesus' work and ministry... Everyone got it earlier this morning. Come on, Nate.
Like, maybe, like, to preach the name of the Lord.
Preaching the name of the Lord was very important. Healing the sick was very important. But the big thing.
Giving his own life
is pretty good. But what happened after that?
The raising.
Resurrection. There we go. Easter. The resurrection. That whole sort of, you know, thing we're coming up to next weekend. The rest of the story. Except, that's not quite everything, is it? Because if Jesus had died and risen and come back to his disciples, and they'd refused to leave their fishing boats a second time for him, if all of the people whose lives he had changed had looked at him and said, not this time. There had been no one who, after the resurrection, had said, sure, I'll go around the Roman Empire and tell them what happened to me. I'll tell them that I saw you die. I'll tell them that you rose from the dead. The resurrection wouldn't have impacted the world quite as much as it did, would it? No, not quite as much. Which brings us back to this morning, to Palm Sunday, to the ticker tape parade, to this triumphal entry into Jerusalem by a wandering preacher and prophet from that strange northern province of Galilee, for whom dozens, if not hundreds, of people turned out, for whom people gave up their mourning, gave up their time, and stood out where Roman soldiers and officials could see them, honoring, if not worshiping, this sketchy character who had already changed their lives. This is actually the trick of resurrection. Half of the job is that Jesus rose. The rest of it is that it has to change our lives. This morning we remember, we learn, we hear that Jesus had already done the work of changing people's lives. And we begin to look forward to everything that is still to come. But we remember as we hold our palms and we think of that morning in Jerusalem. We forget for a moment, we have historical amnesia that I actually approve of everything that followed that morning, of the rest of the week. We join in the adulation of the crowd for Jesus. We remember that Jesus has changed our lives too. And that is, at some level, what the gospel is about. Changed lives. Ours, theirs, and later this week, in a much more profound way, Jesus's. Amen.